Welcome to The Amazing Sports. Your hosts are Christian, David, Donnie, and Andrew. Today we'll be telling the world about The Amazing Sports. Soccer. I think soccer is the best sport. There are four positions in soccer, including the goalie. First, there's the forward. They are the people that mostly make the goals. Then there are midfielders. They are the people that also make goals, but they also have to run up and down the field. They help the defense and the forward. Then there's defense. They are the people that help the goalie lock the goals and pass it to the midfielders for them to pass it to the forward so they make a goal. And finally, the goalie. What the goalie does is block the goals from the other team and pass or kick it to the forward, midfielders, or defense so they can make a goal. Bye, David.
Football. Football is a contact sport that involves hitting people when they have the ball. In the beginning of the game, the referees have a coin toss to see who gets the ball and who kicks it off. You are allowed to have 11 for the kickoff and 11 to receive the ball. You get on offense and you have 4 plays to make a first down or a touchdown. When you get on defense, you can let them score a touchdown or a first down. You have to hit the man with the ball. Whoever has the most points wins. After the game, you have to say good game to the other team. Bye, Christian.
Volleyball. Volleyball is so much fun. The main thing you do in volleyball. There are 2 teams and you have to hit the ball over the net. There's lots to learn. First, you need to know how to hit the ball. There are a bunch of ways that you can hit the ball. You can hit the ball with one hand over the other hand and hit the ball. Put both of your hands up in front of your head and hit the ball forward. And there's lots more ways to hit the ball. Volleyball is so much fun because you can get to be with your friends and have lots of fun playing. Volleyball is an active sport and fun. Bye, Danya.
Baseball. In baseball, you have 6 innings in a game. There is a pitcher, catcher, first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, left fielder, center fielder, and a right fielder. Those are all the positions you can play. So only 9 players should be out on the field. When you are at bat, there is a lineup and coaches on first and third to give you signs to tell you what you are supposed to do, like bunt, hit, or take a strike. The coaches on third and first tell you that how to get a leadoff so you can steal a base. In practice, the coaches will probably teach you that and how many leadoffs you need to get. By Andrew.
Tell us how it went. Thank you for listening to The Amazing Sports.